The Bible says that our life is like a vapor. It's like a blade of grass that grows today, but yet it withers tomorrow. Compared to the spectrum of things and of eternity, our life is short. It's like a vapor. My friend, what are you doing with your life? Are you ready for the coming of Christ? Are you prepared that if Jesus came today, you would be with Him?
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, the Apostle Paul writes this, "Anointed of the Holy Spirit," verse 51, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." It is amazing that one day when Jesus comes, it could be any time, by the way, that He comes and we meet the Lord in the air and we are going to be changed. This mortal body will put on immortality, will be given a glorified body, one that never grows old, never hurts, never has aches and pains, doesn't grow gray hair or wrinkles, things like this. But we'll be changed in a twinkling of an eye. You don't have time to get ready for this. We must already be ready for the coming of the Lord. My friend, are you ready? Are you ready right now in your heart? Are you ready for Jesus to come? Are you living a life for His glory and for His honor? Now, there's no doubt that we're living in the last days. In fact, I believe that we're living in the last of the last days. Jesus can come at any moment. We see that the world has changed. Prophecy is being fulfilled. Things are not getting better, but they're getting worse. We see the darkness. We see the evil all around us. It's not like it was when I was growing up as a little boy. I could walk the streets without any problem. But today, we really can't do that. Well, my beloved, I can say this. I believe as Bible prophecies being fulfilled that the next great event will be the rapture of the church. Now, when God raptures the church, He is going to unleash His wrath upon the ungodly. They had the opportunity right now to say yes to Jesus and to serve the Lord. God wants to save them. He wants to deliver them, but they have to be willing to say yes to Jesus, yield their lives to Him. Now, whether you believe it or not, Jesus is coming, and He is coming soon. Now, some might speculate by saying that Christians have been saying for hundreds of years that Jesus is coming, and He hasn't come yet. Well, first of all, know this, that Peter said this, "Scoffers will come in the last days." Here we go. Who will come? Scoffers. Those that scoff at the Word of God, make fun of the Word of God. They don't believe the Word of God. They mock the Word of God, walking according to their own lust and their own desires. They're living in sin. They're living in wickedness, if you will. They're walking according to their own fleshly desires and saying, "Where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation." Secondly, my friend, we know that God is not limited by time. 2 Peter 3:8 says, "Behold, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." So what's 1,000 years to us is only a day to the Lord, and what's a day to the Lord is 1,000 years to us. In other words, what am I saying? Life on this earth is like a vapor compared to eternity. What may seem like forever for us is nothing but a vapor compared to eternity. My friend, what are you doing with your vapor right now? Are you serving God? Compared to the whole spectrum of things and all of eternity, our life is like a vapor. We have only a certain amount of time to accept the Lord and receive Him as our Lord and Savior. What are you doing with your life? Are you living your life for God, or are you living your life for yourself? My friend, live your life for Jesus.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.